This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
The weather is finally showing signs of warming up, and soon local gardeners will get their seeds into the ground for another season of growing. So it's the perfect time to sign up to Grow a Row with Search, to be part of a larger mission to help solve food insecurity in the region. Gina Robertson, Executive Director of Search, which is short for Supportive Initiative for Residents in the County of Haliburton, is inviting those with green thumbs to grow a row of vegetables to help support the organization's goal to feed those locally who struggle to put food on the table. By donating vegetables to Search, you help keep the costs down while supporting those who are experiencing food insecurity. So it's a win-win for everyone.
This is an ever-evolving food security kind of thing that we started in 2010-ish. So we have done a similar kind of thing. We had Garden Buddies where we partnered sort of experienced gardeners with new gardeners who were food insecure. We've done other kinds of things that are similar, but this one is more oriented to our community kitchen program. Community Kitchen is funded entirely by donations. As we grow and need more food and other way of getting the produce that we need for our garden is Grow a Row. And it's not our idea. It's right across Canada. Like, there's Grow a Rows everywhere. We all know the cost of groceries. First of all, it's providing nutrition. But yes, if we can put it in our meals to both add to nutrition and also make it so we don't have to buy that, that's perfect. The Grow a Row is an addition because we're looking at root vegetables more than produce. So potatoes, squash, beets, corn, carrots. If we can get those things that we don't have to put into our soups and meals, that would be perfect.
The Grow a Row initiative follows others that are aimed at growing produce in-house, literally. Thanks to a generous donation from the Nathan T. DeSlip Memorial Fund and Medivie, Search now operates 12 grow towers at the bistro, which produce a number of vegetables, including kale, Swiss chard, a variety of lettuces, basil, bok choy, and various herbs. The produce is then used daily in the bistro for salads, the community kitchen meals, and in the bakery items. In the first 3 months of 2026, Search grew 128 pounds of produce on those towers. Joanne Paquin is Search's new food security coordinator. She's excited to invite local gardeners to take part in the Grow a Row program to put their green thumbs to good use, even if right now, snow still covers their gardens.
Avid gardeners, we're already planting our seedlings because we know up here in Haliburton County, our growing season is quite short. So try to get a leg up on things. Try to be like organized so that when the frost finally breaks and we're able to get things in the ground, that everything is kind of organized and our ducks in a row to start planting. We're just trying to get people signed up ahead of time. Again, like Gina said, to know kind of an estimate of how many people are growing what different produce for us. We did get a generous donation from Country Rose for seeds to help us get started. Again, trying to cut costs. So they were generous enough to donate about 17 different varieties of seeds. So anything from celery, potatoes, beets, onions, zucchini, squash, beans, pickling cucumbers, peppers, cabbage. So we're looking for like hardy vegetables that have a longer shelf life that we can store in like cold storage, or that we can freeze, we can dehydrate, we can or preserve, so that we can use them throughout the season to help produce the healthy meals for our community kitchen.
The Grow a Row program gives gardeners all they need to get started and great support along the way. Two local master gardeners will provide both growing tips and guidance to local gardeners, and an upcoming welcome workshop will bring all the growers together to kick off the initiative and share best practices.
From beginner gardeners to, we have two master gardeners that are going to be growing for us this season, which is great. They're also, the two master gardeners have generously donated their time to have an info session for our potential gardeners. So on April 8th, for about an hour and a half from 3 to 4:30, we're going to have an info session to kind of go over like, you know, soil conditions, companion planting, you know, how to properly take care of your plants, some homemade fertilizers, because we try to do everything as organically as we possibly can. So yeah, that we're really looking forward to be able to share information, which I've learned that anybody who's really loves gardening, they're more than happy to share their knowledge. Nobody gatekeeps their gardening secrets. So it's great that the community can come together and we can all share tips and tricks, so everybody can have a great yield at the end of the season. We don't want to just hand people seeds and be like, we'll see you in September. Best of luck. We really want people to feel like they're being supported as a community. I'm a gardener as well. And I mean, I've talked to other gardeners and every year you learn something new. You know, the weather is a big factor, pests, friendly deer, you know, how to keep them away. Because there are certain things you can plant to help kind of deter different kind of pests and animals. So it's good information to be able to share with each other.
Paquin says so far a few people have signed up to Grow a Row, but they still need interested gardeners to step forward to help make the program a success. The good news is it doesn't matter if you only have a small garden and limited experience. Search has your back.
We do have a few people already signed up. Over the weekend, we were at CD Saturday and people were very interested. Some people are a little hesitant to the commitment. What the commitment is, the info session, I think, will really help people understand more about the program. And some people are like, well, I'm not very good, or I don't have a very big space. I have a small garden. I rent a garden at the community garden in Minden, and I have a 4x12 plot, and I grew an immense amount of food last season. So you don't need a lot of space. A lot of times it's tricks to grow up versus out, so you can maximize what you can plant by building little lattices, or, you know, some makeshift ladders for your veggies to grow up. So you don't need a huge space. You don't need to be a master gardener. You just really need to have like a passion and love for it, and a curiosity to want to be part of this program to help feed our community. And I think that's the biggest reason why people are wanting to be part of this, is they want to be part from the ground, starting from seed, you know, to see the food all the way to the end. You know, they see the end results. They see it in the bistro. And a lot of people just want to be part of it in any way that they can help.
What's interesting about gardening, Paquin says, is how therapeutic it is to get your hands into the dirt to grow something. What's even more impactful, she adds, is knowing you're actually helping the broader community by doing so.
I knew that we were going to get some right off the bat who are like, they just like to garden and they always grow too much and they never know what to do with it. It's not really about what they grow. It's the gardening, the daily kind of routine, the therapy of it, and knowing that it can go somewhere that can be useful. I think that's what really pulls on people's heartstring, is like they can do what they love, which is the gardening part, and they know that it will benefit the community in the end. We are registering people to specific crops because, again, we don't want everybody growing potatoes. So there's lots of availability still.
What they want.
Yeah. So through our community kitchen, we produce 1,750 meals a month, and they get distributed through local community partners everywhere from Minden all the way to Bancroft. So that's where a lot of this food is going to go directly, to help offset the cost of foods. That program really runs off donations. It's always good to be able to supplement with fresh produce that's grown locally. It's a win-win for everyone.
For more information, reach out to Paquin at 705-457-1742 or email her at growrow@search.on.ca.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.